This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. The Hearing, Speech, and Deaf Center received a $2,000 grant from the Greater Cincinnati Foundation and the United Way to help people who are deaf better communicate during the pandemic. The funds will be used for the production of window masks, cloth masks with a vinyl window that allow people to see the lips of the person who is speaking. We spoke earlier about this project, and here's our recorded conversation. And joining us now is Frances Robinson, the Director of Community Services for the Deaf at Hearing, Speech, and Deaf Center. Frances, welcome to our program.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Our pleasure to have you. And we're also joined by Deanna Herbers, a deaf advocate at Hearing, Speech, and Deaf Center. We should note that our guest, Deanna, will be interpreted today by Caroline Browning. So welcome, Deanna.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Our pleasure to have you as well. Frances, we're talking about window shields and a grant that is expanding production of these at the Hearing, Speech, and Deaf Center. For our listeners' sake, what is a window shield?
Well, a window shield is what I've seen in the community. Are they're the ones that cover like the whole face and they're transparent. What we make here are window masks. So they start at the nose and they go to the chin. And then there is a clear panel where the mouth is. So that makes it a lot easier for individuals with hearing loss to lip read. It makes it a lot easier for those who use sign language to see the lower half of the face, because the lower half of the face includes a lot of facial grammar that belongs in the language of American Sign Language.
So when we talk about expanding production of them, what does that mean for you? You received a $2,000 grant from the Greater Cincinnati Foundation and the United Way to help expand production of this. Were you making them before?
So, yes. So as the Director of Community Services for the Deaf, I have a staff of two interpreters that are here day in and day out. And through the pandemic, they've been out in the field, but there has been a lot of downtime. Towards the beginning of the pandemic, there were a lot less on-site assignments where we would go into the medical facilities and those kinds of things. So Caroline Browning, who you're actually hearing the voice of today, she is somebody who is very skilled in sewing. And she made it a point to fine tune this mask pattern to make sure that it fit male faces, female faces, and make sure that the window panel was in the correct spot, made sure to alleviate fog as best we could when people are breathing on those clear window panels. And she has been cutting material out by hand with one of our other staff interpreters, Jack Baker, and then a few other volunteers in the office have been helping, and a few people's mothers have been helping. And it's really been a family affair to get this kind of assembly line going. People are cutting out face masks out of the fabric, and then other people are cutting the vinyl, and then Caroline's kind of putting it all together in her sewing machine and in her vision, and she's recruited other volunteers, and it's really been a group family effort.
That's Frances Robinson, Director of Community Services for the Deaf at the Hearing, Speech, and Deaf Center. We're also joined by Deanna Herbers, a deaf advocate at Hearing, Speech, and Deaf Center. She is interpreted today during our interview by Caroline Browning. Deanna, let me ask you, how important is it when communicating by sign language to be able to see someone's mouth?
Well, give me just a second, my brain to think, but so I grew up oral, meaning I depended on lip reading when I was little up to now. And I learned sign language later in life, but it's still a habit of mine to sign and watch someone's mouth and sign at the same time. Sign language can mean, you know, one sign can mean different things. So I watch the mouth to see which word in English that this person is using. So I'm trying to depend on both at the same time. And not every deaf person is alike. Just so you know, everybody's different. They grew up different. Some depend fully on sign language and some depend fully just on that facial expression. Others lip reading, different things like that. Facial expressions, I'm telling you, everybody is not the same. Everybody varies. Some people with the masks, the grammar of the facial expression is not just your eyebrows and the upper part of your face, but also your mouth too. So you change your mouth with everything and it goes along with the eyebrows. And a lot of misunderstandings can happen without being able to see both at the same time. For example, if someone is in pain and they use the sign hurt, that's the same hand shape. Hurt means hurt, but you can change your facial expressions, your eyebrows and your mouth to show the range of hurt, whether it's just a little or a lot, and a lot of serious pain. That all of that is really shown on the mouth. So if someone goes to a medical appointment and during this pandemic, and they've got their mask on, like I had experienced this with my son, the interpreter has to translate accurately and interpret accurately to try to catch my facial grammar to match that range of pain or sign or however, whatever the topic is. So I really have to try to advocate for myself often. And I'm like, doctor, do you mind if the interpreter removes their solid mask, please? Just formally ask, because I depend on both. I mean, we do have great interpreters and we work well together. I'm very willing to be flexible, but there's a lot of deaf people out there who can't really advocate for themselves. They just kind of accept whatever's given to them. So a lot of misunderstandings can happen with that shield, that, you know, visible mouth not being there. So a lot of the communication is lost.
And you're listening to Cincinnati Edition. I'm Michael Monks. We're joined today by Frances Robinson, Director of Community Services for the Deaf at the Hearing, Speech, and Deaf Center, and also by Deanna Herbers, a Deaf Advocate at the Hearing, Speech, and Deaf Center. Deanna, during our interview, is interpreted today by Caroline Browning. And let me ask you, Deanna, when we all first started wearing masks earlier in the year, when it was encouraged that we cover our face with something, how big of a challenge was that for deaf people?
It was a big challenge. With a full mask covering, you lose a lot. You lose a lot of communication. If you go to different places, even if it's not an interpreter there, if I go grocery shopping, the cashier who's standing there checking me out, I have no idea. I can tell them kind of if I'm deaf, but how do I know what they're saying? The difference between having a window mask and not having a window mask, people notice us more and they're more cognizant. They're more aware of the fact that we maybe need something a little bit more. So they pay attention to us a little bit more too. As opposed to if I go in with a fully covered mask, they don't look at me at all. They don't really pay attention. They're listening and depending on their ears. So I tend to wear my window mask all the time, every day, everywhere I go, gas station, grocery store, just to give these other individuals a little bit of a hint. And I hope they get it. Most of the time they do. So just to let them know that this person might have a hearing loss. Maybe they need to read lips. It does help so much just to have that visual kind of anchor. It's really hard to breathe with a window mask on. And the fog, of course, is really annoying. But the fact that they recognize it, that's the most important part.
Frances, are there other people, maybe other than deaf people, who rely on the facial expressions in order to communicate effectively? We heard Deanna talk about the importance of not just lip reading, but to be able to gauge someone's feelings through their expressions. Do you know of other people in our community who will probably benefit from this type of mask with the window?
Yes, absolutely. We have actually sent some masks to, we sent them to St. Rita, which was great. Again, this is the population that we're talking about. But we've also sent them to the Autism Society of Greater Cincinnati. We sent them to the Down Syndrome Society of Greater Cincinnati. You know, there are not even though just those that have challenges where they are struggling to understand the, you know, emotional aspects of our facial features. But also, I know that like when I'm with my husband and we're talking to each other, if he's turned around or if I can't hear his intonation or, you know, I mean, there are a lot of different ways that we don't necessarily know that people are talking to us. People mumble, they're mumbling inside of their masks. And when we can see their mouths, I think that's the extra clarity that we need. Like, oh, they did say something.
That's Frances Robinson, Director of Community Services for the Deaf at the Hearing, Speech, and Deaf Center. We're also joined today by Deanna Herbers, a deaf advocate at the Hearing, Speech, and Deaf Center. She is interpreted for our interview by Caroline Browning. Deanna, one thing that has emerged during this pandemic that's, I think, universally viewed as a positive is the prevalence of interpreters, because particularly earlier in the pandemic, when we were all glued to our television, when our governors would come on to speak and we were trying to learn more about what was happening and what types of precautions we are being recommended to take, there was always an interpreter for the deaf. And just as the governors started to become more popular, these interpreters became more popular. I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on the elevation of interpreters in our society because of this pandemic.
Well, having an interpreter ready and willing to get up there and speak for our governors, it shows us that they want the deaf community involved within the city and the state. So we really, really do appreciate that. And to the spreading of the awareness of people and the cultures of deaf culture, you know, there's other individuals out there that need this. It's interesting. It's interesting to have that. Also, having this person up on stage, that is actually most of the time a deaf interpreter. The governor's interpreter is deaf. So they have a hearing interpreter behind camera that the deaf individuals on camera will watch and take the message. So it is a live assigned event, but to understand the fact that this is a deaf interpreter on screen as opposed to a hearing interpreter, the deaf interpreter has that background, that knowledge to be able to truly show what is going on for all kinds of individuals to see, not just newly deaf, deaf generational deaf, and also other deaf individuals who may not know it, American Sign Language.
Frances, let me ask you the same thing. Based on the elevation in our society of interpreters because of the pandemic, as devastating as the pandemic has been, it has perhaps brought into our lives an interpreter for the deaf in a capacity that we've not seen before. Are you noticing whether there's an increase in interest in learning sign language because of all of this publicity?
You know, I don't know if there's more of an interest in learning sign language, but I think because there has been, I don't know if you're familiar with Switched at Birth, which was that TV show. It was on ABC Family, and then it changed to Freeform Network. And that has been around. And when that first started, there was a huge influx of people that were interested in sign language. But what this pandemic has done for the interpreting profession is I believe that it's highlighted the qualification standards of what it means to be a sign language interpreter during something that's a crisis like this. Typically, you will have a nationally certified interpreter who is hearing, like myself, that is on camera. But that's not always the best option because the deaf community is made up of so many different socioeconomic and linguistic backgrounds. And so having someone like Deanna was saying, who is natively deaf, who has been, it's their innate language, and they've grown up with it, and they're able to be in the spotlight, and we're able to say, this is deaf talent, this is a deaf professional, and they're up here getting the word out so that everybody understands, no matter what their linguistic background has been. I think that education factor alone has been humongous for our, you know, our world, our country, but also for right here in Cincinnati. I would be remiss if I did not mention the fact that Mayor Cranley has been such a big advocate of getting a deaf interpreter in front of the camera during this pandemic. The fact that the governor set the precedent and then Cincinnati followed suit, I'm very proud to be from Cincinnati. And I think that the deaf community, just like Deanna mentioned, the deaf community feels very appreciative. They feel like the governor appreciates them, the mayor appreciates them, because they included them in something that is so serious. So anytime there is some sort of press release or something that happens in Cincinnati, there should be a deaf interpreter in front of a camera. And I think that this has brought such awareness to Cincinnati.
And that's Frances Robinson, Director of Community Services for the Deaf at the Hearing, Speech, and Deaf Center. We've also been talking today to Deanna Herbers, a deaf advocate at the Hearing, Speech, and Deaf Center. She's been interpreted for our interview by Caroline Browning. Frances, Deanna, thank you so much for being with us today. We really appreciate the time.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you so much. You're very welcome.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer of today's show is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.